cars speak your language. Got that?
Yes.
Cars speak your language. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Cars speak your language. Now, you say, I think that's most interesting, but it's true. When you're with your horse and buggy, and you tell your horse to go home, your horse takes you home. And when you tell your horse you're going to town, the horse takes you to town. After doing this a number of times, the horse knows what you want it to do. And so you say, town, Bessie, and Bessie takes you to town. And then you finish loading up in town with all your groceries, and you say, home, Bessie, and then you sit back and you let Bessie take you home. Now, do cars speak a language too? Do cars have the same ability as Bessie? Well, Bessie's a little smarter than a car. Bessie can go home and find her way home, but a car needs to have somebody direct it. Now, if you speak to your car in Italian, and you are living in America and your car is an American car, your car is not going to function too well, because your car isn't going to understand what you're saying. And you're saying, well, if that isn't the biggest amount of foolishness that I've ever heard in my life, a car responding to a language, a different vernacular, a different country's idioms, how strange that is. Well, no, it's not. It's not. A car is a thing. A horse is a thing. A dog is a thing. A people is a thing. And they all respond to whatever it is we want. Now, if we would talk mentally to our car, to our dog, to our horses, to ourselves, we would have great opportunities to approve it. But we don't. We say, this damn car is so stupid. This dumb car, it just runs out of gas all the time. This dumb car, I don't know what's wrong with this stupid car, you know. And it's us, really. It's a stupid one. We didn't look at the gas gauge. We didn't take care of our car. We didn't mend our car. Now, when Martino got into the truck this morning, he didn't even go outside first and clean off the windshield. Ellen didn't give him one of these claws that cleans off the windshield. She has one, and she keeps it for herself. She keeps it in her purse so no one will mess it up. But the thing is, that car knows when it's not loved. When you get out there and you take your cloth and you gently wipe it off the windshield of the car and the windows and the mirrors and stuff, the car is going to say, oh, I feel so good. And then, if you really do it upright and wash off the entire outside of the car and vacuum the inside of the car feels so good. The car feels so good. The car feels so good. You know, now, in any language, the car would feel good. But what is your attitude? Do you feel good when the car feels good? Do you feel wonderful when the car feels wonderful? Now, if you have bad thoughts that come into your mind about your problems, about life's problems and so on, the car responds to that. The car responds to that. Your body responds to that. You wonder, why do you fall asleep while you're driving sometimes? Some people do that. Why do you fall asleep? Why do you get drowsy while you're driving? Well, you're drowsy while you're driving because of one thing. The love affair is over. The love affair is over. Your love affair with your car no longer is in existence. It's true. Little children play with their toys. When they're done with their toys, what do they do? Throw them away. They don't hate the toys. It's just they no longer have a love affair with that toy. And if someone comes and takes their toy and says, I want to play with your toy. Oh, no, that's my toy. That's mine. And they grab it and they cuddle it. And all of a sudden, it's their toy again. But you see, as long as you throw it away, it's going to find other people to use it and enjoy it. And as long as you do not love your car isn't going to love you. It's just that simple. Your car is not going to love you because it has not the capacity to love you unless you love it. Now, how do you go about loving a car? Well, you go about loving a car by every time you get in the car, what do you say? I surround
this car.
No. I'm asking him. I surround this car. Come with my. You understand what I'm saying. I surround my car, understand, with my pure white light of love. All of its ways are peace, and all of its paths are pleasantness. You haven't taught him this yet?
I thought you would do
that. Alan, I am teaching him now, and he's not getting it now because I speak in English and he speaks in Italian.
Okay.
Now, he understands what I'm saying, but he doesn't understand the words. Now, it's good for you to type it up on a sheet of paper for him, or you, and for both of you. So whenever you Italian people get into the car, you will see it and speak the words properly. Now, does your car speak Italian? No, because you haven't spoken Italian to it. You haven't said to your car, il voglio vino, or whatever you want to say, you know, I love you, you know, I love me, you're a wonderful car. Oh, you're such a nice car. I wipe all the dirt off and I vacuum you out. It takes 5 minutes to vacuum the car, and clean the car, wash the windshield, and then you get in there and you say, oh, and then you buy a bottle from the new car store. And the bottle is called New Car Smell. And you take that bottle and you drip it on a little piece of cloth and then you put it on the dashboard in the car. And then you drive around that car with that new car smell and, oh, that is so good. Can you say new car smell?
Tu vai a comprare una bottiglia dove c'è dentro un odore che rappresenta come quando tu compri una macchina nuova.
That'll
dopo
come.
La macchina ha il odore di... Il profumo di una macchina nuova.
Anyone who's bought a new car that nobody else has driven, you know, nobody else has used as their personal car, it has that new car smell. And that's a new car love. That's what makes a person, it's an aphrodisiac. You know what an aphrodisiac is? It's something to make you fall in love. And so when you have this aphrodisiac in the car called new car smell, you fall in love with the car. You see, and the car knows when you're in love with it because you don't jam the gears, you don't jam the instruments.
You
just do everything so gentle and so loving, and you caress the car and you love the car because the car understands your language. But if you don't know how to speak to a car, no matter what language you speak, the car is not going to understand. Because if you don't love the car is going to say, you don't love me? You take what happens, you know. You take what happens. And then you fall asleep while you're driving, or you bump into another car, or you do something else, you know. It's really interesting. What's our title? Sylvia? Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Now, I tell her the title before every talk so that she'll have it in her mind and be hearing it all the way through the talk, but she doesn't do it. But that's all right. You'll all hear it one of these days. Now,
speak to God.
Remember that your car does not speak Italian. It does not speak English. It does not speak French or any other language. It only speaks love. And if you love your car will run forever. And your car will be perfect. If you love your body, what's going to happen to you?
It runs forever.
It runs forever. Now, why does our body stop running? When you stub your toe, ouch, oh my, I'll get an infection. Right away, you name it, claim it, and you do all sorts of silly things. And that's not really beneficial. So, tell your body you love it. How many times have you given your body an energy massage today? None of you. Yeah.
I did.
You didn't say yes, you just started giving yourself a massage.
No, I do it always in the pool.
In the pool?
Yes.
Oh, dear me.
Every morning
that
in the
pool.
That
pool is so blessed.
Yes.
Yeah, so blessed with your energy, Messiah.
Yeah.
But you see, that's something too. That's something too. Always bless everything you have. So when you say, I am the pure white light of love, and I surround this car with my pure white light of love, all of its ways are peace and all of its paths are pleasantness. The way is open before me. Doing that, your drive is always delightful. Everything is always beautiful. The cars just sort of drift away from in front of you as you drive along. And you don't try to drive too fast. You drive the speed limit around there, and you stay at that. You don't go zooming down the highway, because every time you do it, you know you're violating all the rules. And the car knows you're violating it. And you think, well, I want to really try my car out and see what it'll do. Well, take it to the Bonneville Salt Flats if you want to do that. If you want to try your car out, take it someplace where it's allowed to do that. Now, what do the Swiss people do when they want to try their cars out?
They go to Germany.
They go to Germany. And why do they go to Germany?
No speed limit.
Now, I think that's a totally asinine, a totally incorrect statement for you to make. There is no speed limit in Germany. Germany lets you drive on the Autobahn at any speed you like, but not on the streets in the city, not on the byways, not on the country roads. You cannot say that there is no speed limit, because that is, you see, that's what gets us in trouble. It gets us in trouble. Now, this car can do anything. Well, you know what he did this morning? We came to a bump and he slowed down. He didn't go over that bump, boom, and sailing off into the wild world yonder. He slowed down so he could just gently roll over the bump, and then he went faster. But you see, that's the art of loving. That's the art of delighting in your car and of not messing your car up. And he drove beautifully. Why did he drive beautifully?
Because he loved it.
He loves himself first. And then he wants to take himself into all the happy experiences of driving smoothly over bumps and stuff. Yeah, right? Yeah. By the time you leave here, in 1 month, you know, you're going to understand English so well. When you go home, you're going to think in English, and you won't be thinking in Italian anymore. And your family and friends are going to say things to you, and you'll say, just a minute, I got to translate that into Italian.
From English to Italian. Dall'inglese all'italiano.
Because you're thinking in English.
And
really, and I'm not kidding you, when you start thinking in automobile, when you start loving your car and thinking in automobile, I am the pure white light of love. Why do we say that? We have to remind ourselves that we're the pure white light of love. I'm not the devil. I'm not an angel. I'm not a dum-dum, and I'm not a smarty. I am the pure white light of love. And the pure white light of love does everything harmoniously, beautifully, and wonderfully. And that's what we want to always do. Everything harmoniously, beautiful, and loving. Now, cars understand exactly what you say. Now, can anyone tell me why a car would understand exactly what you say about it?
Because it reflects my consciousness.
Yes.
Vibrations.
The car.
Vibrations.
Yeah, anybody else?
Thoughts.
It's me.
The car is you. The car is you. It reflects your vibrations, it reflects your thoughts. The car is you. That car is you. And as long as you think that car is a happy car, it's going to be a happy car. But if you start thinking that car is not a happy car, then you're going to have yourself an interesting set of problems. And not because that you're doing something right or wrong. It's just because you are not giving the car the responsibility to be what you think it is. You're the master. You're always the master. You're always the creator. And take charge of your world right now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in ideal spirit, mind, and body. Why do I say I live in ideal spirit, mind, and body? Because I am the ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me unequivocally. That means without any doubt, I like me. I surround everything in my world with my
pure white light of love.
With my pure white light of love, with my unconditional love. Unconditional love. Pure white light of love too. It's good. But unconditional. Have these phrases as every moment in your life, in your time, and it can do nothing but make you feel 100 feet tall all the time and always be the winner. Have a good day. It was nice to spend this time with you. 15 minutes, I take it here. That's a good time. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.